Welcome to my podcast, Discover the Hidden Potential of Your Mind. Today's episode is called, Why Am I Happy? How to Ask Empowering Questions. My name is Angelica, and I'm a belief change coach. You might wonder what that means. I am a life coach with a special focus on the subconscious mind. And in my client sessions, I use belief change techniques like Psy-K and shadow energetics, sometimes hypnosis, so you as my client can make changes at a subconscious level. And once you have changed a subconscious belief, it's easy to remind yourself of your new belief with an affirmation because your subconscious then agrees. So most of us have heard about affirmations, but have you heard of affirmations with an O instead of an I? It's a term Noah St. John coined. And today I would like to show you another way to change the vibration of what you're sending out by using affirmations. And we need to look a little bit at how our brain works. When you ask yourself a question, your brain is wired to automatically search for answers to that question. Our mind does not question the question we're asking anymore. So you could ask, why don't I make more money? Why am I always getting sick? Why is it so hard to find my soulmate? Why doesn't anybody love or appreciate me? Why am I not happy? Why am I always sad? Or even something like, why am I such a loser? So, do any of those questions sound familiar? Sometimes we slip into those negative questions, don't we? But those questions automatically form our life. You're creating from that reality and from the feeling space that these questions put you in. And you can now, of course, go the traditional route of all self-help techniques and use affirmations. Louise Hay has really taught us beautifully how to use affirmations, so we could turn those negative why questions around into, I am abundant, I am rich, I live in abundance, I am a money magnet, or I heal quickly and easily, the blueprint of my body is perfect health. You could focus on saying things like, I attract my soulmate, or when we're looking at self-love, I am loved, I am lovable, I am appreciated. We could shift our happiness focus by affirming, I am happy, I'm full of joy, I embrace each new day and its possibilities, and so on. Or when we get that inner critic piping up, we could affirm our success. I am successful. I'm doing well. Affirmations usually need lots of repetitions and self-discipline to do this. Unless you've used subconscious belief change techniques to make the changes at a deeper level, and then affirmations are really easy to use because you just need a couple of reminders to put yourself back into that mind frame. More powerful than affirmations is to change your questions. Because as we ask a question, we're automatically stepping into the energy of what we are asking, and our mind begins to search for reasons why what we're asking is true. Remember, our mind does not question anymore, whether the question is even correct, but it finds the reasons and the answers. And our mind is asking questions all the time. So why not use this to your advantage and ask questions that put you in the energy vibration you want to be in to create a happier and more successful life? Ralph Waldo Emerson says, as you sow, so shall you reap. So the seeds we sow is what we will be able to harvest. What you focus on, or in other words, which thoughts and words you seed, you sow, continues to produce certain results for us. And you have a choice to focus on the seeds you want to plant and the thought flowers, if you so like, that you want to grow by changing the questions you ask. You have a choice to form questions that are affirming what you want, not what you don't want. So use what St. John calls affirmations or powerful why questions. And empowering questions are, for example, why do I make more and more money? Why am I so rich? Why do I live in abundance? Or why does my body always heal so quickly? Why is it so easy for me to meet my soulmate or attract my soulmate? Why am I so loved and appreciated? Why am I always so happy and full of joy? Why am I so successful? And in order to find your own personal empowering questions, Noah St. John recommends the following exercise. Take a moment and write down the 5 most disempowering questions that you have on your mind. Then take a moment to write down the equivalent powerful questions, the opposite why question that's empowering. And then you already noticing that your mind immediately begins to answer those questions, and you can already feel the higher vibrational space you're automatically in. And then you can begin using those empowering why questions on a regular basis. You can join me tomorrow morning as I guide you through a meditation using powerful why questions. If you're subscribed to my podcast channel, you'll get a notification. Otherwise, you can also go to the meditation page on my website to find that particular meditation. And for life coaching or to change your beliefs at a deeper level, using techniques like Psyche, shadow energetics, hypnosis, all the other tools that I have in my toolbox, you can contact me. Again, my name is Angelica. My phone number is 905-286-9466, or you can of course email me to greendoorrelaxation@yahoo.ca. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye.